Chapter 2. In the 363rd year, the Nephites attacked the Lamanites with their armed forces from the land of desolation. But the Nephite forces were pushed back to the land of desolation. While they were exhausted, a fresh Lamanite army attacked them. They had a fierce battle, resulting in the Lamanites taking the city of desolation and killing many Nephites, and taking many prisoners. The survivors fled and joined the inhabitants of the city of Teancum. Now the city of Teancum was near the seashore and close to the city of desolation. It was because the Nephite armies attacked the Lamanites that they began to be destroyed. Otherwise, the Lamanites wouldn't have been able to defeat them. But God's judgments will overtake the wicked, and it's by the wicked that the wicked are punished, because it's the wicked who incite mankind to violence. And the Lamanites prepared to attack the city of Teancum. In the 364th year, the Lamanites attacked the city of Teancum, trying to take control of it. But they were repulsed and driven back by the Nephites. When the Nephites saw they had driven the Lamanites back, they again boasted about their strength. They went out relying on their own strength and retook the city of desolation. Now thousands had been killed on both sides, on the part of both the Nephites and Lamanites, while all this happened. And the 366th year ended, and the Lamanites once again attacked the Nephites. Yet the Nephites didn't repent, but persisted in their wickedness. It's impossible for the tongue to describe, or for a person to write a complete description of the horrible scene of blood and carnage that occurred among both the Nephites and Lamanites. Every heart was hardened, so that they enjoyed killing continually. Every heart was hardened, so that they enjoyed killing continually. There had never been such great wickedness among Lehi's descendants, not even among the whole house of Israel, according to the Lord's words, as took place among this people. The Lamanites took the city of desolation, and this was because they outnumbered the Nephites. They also marched against the city of Teancum and drove out the inhabitants and took many women and children prisoners, and then offered them up as sacrifices to their idol gods. In the 367th year, the Nephites were angry because the Lamanites had sacrificed their women and children. And they attacked the Lamanites with fury and again beat the Lamanites and drove them out of their lands. The Lamanites didn't return to attack the Nephites until the 375th year. In that year, they came down and attacked them with all their power. There were so many, they weren't counted. From that time on, the Nephites never had any success against the Lamanites, but began to be swept away like dew exposed to the sun. The Lamanites attacked the city of desolation. A terrible battle was fought in the land of desolation, in which they defeated the Nephites. The Nephites ran away to the city of Boaz. There they stood bravely against the Lamanites, and the Lamanites didn't defeat them until a second attack. When they attacked a second time, the Nephites were defeated and killed in a truly great slaughter, and their women and children were again sacrificed to idols. The Nephites again fled, taking all the inhabitants with them, in both towns and villages. When I could see the Lamanites were about to overthrow the land, I went to the hill Shim and recovered all the records Amoron had hidden away under the Lord's protection. I then united with the Nephites and changed my mind about the oath I made not to help them anymore. They again gave me command of their armies because they looked on me as if I could rescue them from their terrible predicament. But I didn't have any hope. I knew the Lord's judgments would come upon them because they didn't repent of their iniquities, but fought for their lives without calling on that being who had created them. The Lamanites attacked us after we had fled to the city of Jordan, but they were driven back and they didn't take the city at that time. They attacked us again, and we kept the city. There were also other cities defended by the Nephites, and these strongholds stopped their advance, preventing them from entering the countryside behind this line to slaughter the inhabitants of our land. But any place we passed without bringing the inhabitants with us was destroyed by the Lamanites. All the towns, villages, and cities were burned down. And so 379 years came to an end. In the 380th year, the Lamanites attacked us again. We confronted them boldly, but it was useless, because their numbers were so large that they trampled the Nephites underfoot, and we fled again. Those who were faster than the Lamanites escaped, but those who weren't faster were overtaken and killed. Now, I don't intend to distress people's souls by describing such an awful scene of blood and carnage as I witnessed, but I know these things must be made known. Everything hidden must be revealed on the housetops. Information about these events must be given to the remnant of this people and to the Gentiles the Lord said would scatter this people like they were nothing. Therefore, I write a short summary because I was commanded to do this, not daring to give a full account of the things I've seen, because it would be too distressing to describe fully the wickedness of this people. This account is for their descendants and for the Gentiles who care about the house of Israel and realize where their blessings come from. I know the Gentiles will mourn over the misfortunes of the house of Israel. Indeed, they'll grieve over this people's destruction. They'll mourn that this people didn't repent, to then be embraced in the arms of Jesus. Now this record is for the remnant of Jacob's family. This account exists because God knows it was wicked to try and prevent it from being openly exposed. These things are to be hidden away with the Lord's protection so they can come forth when He decides it's the right time. This is the commandment I've received. They'll become available according to the Lord's commandment when, in His wisdom, He determines it's proper. This record will go to the unbelieving Jews. They'll get it to persuade them that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. This is so the Father, through His most beloved, can accomplish His great commitment to restore the Jews and the whole house of Israel to the lands of their inheritance, which the Lord their God has given them, to fulfill His covenant. It's also for the descendants of this people to more fully believe in His gospel taught to them by the Gentiles. This people will be scattered and become a dark, filthy, and repulsive people, beyond the description of anything before among us or what happened among the Lamanites. This is the result of their unbelief and idol worship. The Spirit of the Lord has already stopped influencing their fathers. They're without Christ and God in the world, and they're driven about by the wind like chaff. They were once a delightful people. They had Christ for their shepherd. Indeed, they were even led by God the Father. But now they're led about by Satan, just like chaff is driven by the wind, or like a vessel tossed about on the waves without a sail, anchor, or anything to steer her with. Just as she is, so are they. The Lord has reserved the blessing they could have received in the land for the Gentiles who will occupy the land. They'll be driven and scattered by the Gentiles. After they've been driven and scattered by the Gentiles, then the Lord will remember the covenant He made with Abraham for the whole house of Israel. The Lord will also remember the prayers of the righteous offered to Him on their behalf. Then, all you Gentiles, how will you survive against God's power unless you repent and turn away from doing evil? Don't you realize you're in God's hands? Don't you realize He has all power, and at His great command the earth will be rolled together as a scroll? Therefore, repent and humble yourselves before Him, so His judgment isn't imposed also on you, with the remnant of Jacob's descendants coming among you as a young lion to tear you apart with no one to rescue you.